the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Wednesday, the 17th of April. Certainly the Boston Marathon bombing is on the top of a lot of people's minds from different points of view. Your calls at 888-302-3684. There are a lot of things that are sort of together and some things that are not together. I'm going to read you an email that I got from a listener whose name is Travis, and this may or may not set the tone for the discussion in this hour, the discussion about this during the day, but I think other than talking about what the FBI has been doing and how the victims are doing, this may help to put things into perspective. It did for me, anyway. A fellow who's named Travis wrote, "I've been seeing a lot of posts today talking about how messed up the world is, how there's nothing but violence and horrible people. However, I beg to differ. There is no reason to let the actions of just a few dictate your outlook on humanity. There's no reason to let the actions of a few dictate your outlook on the world as we know it. Look at Boston. There was a tragic event there caused by a minute few, which has impacted so many. Look at the thousands of people offering to help, offering their prayers, offering their support. Look at the thousands more that will come together during the day today or tomorrow or the next day. For every act of violence, there are thousands of acts of love and kindness. I say it's human nature to love, to care, and to help one another. Look at yourself. Does it not make you feel better the moment you impact another person's life in a positive way? Isn't it far easier, and doesn't it feel a heck of a lot better to help another person who's in need? It's hard to say no. It's hard to turn your back because it's better to help somebody else in need, is it not? It's a lot better. It's hard to say no, and it's not our nature to do so. The true tragedy is allowing yourself to lose faith, to give up, to let another control your actions, reactions, and emotions. I choose to embrace the true human heart of love, compassion, and joy. Anybody else want to come in? It feels good in here." So perhaps that might meter some of your thoughts here, thinking about the racers, the FBI, and all the other people that are a part of this. What we know is that three people have died in this thing. 29-year-old woman who attended the Boston Marathon every year, an 8-year-old boy who was a kid named Martin, and a Chinese national who was a grad student at BU. In addition, 150 others in the hospital, 9 children. Department of Homeland Security revealed that the bombs were pressure cooker bombs made by placing explosives in a pressure cooker. They can be detonated with simple electronic devices like cell phones and garage door openers. Contrary to some of the earlier reports, no unexploded devices were ever found. Where that came from is a figment of the news media's imagination. One of the other things about this that, if you think about it a lot, can make you kind of angry, because there's so much bad information, so much misinformation, so much just stupid stuff on television and sometimes in some of the radio shows. But more, it's more television than anything else. Just stupid. Anyway, there is a service to honor the victims. President's going to be there on Thursday. Oh, yes, and you can always count on the Maronis at the Westboro Baptist Church. They say they will attend and picket the funeral of the victims. This group is way beyond having to have us. Well, we pay attention to it because the news media pays attention to it, and we seem to rally around this kind of stuff. I don't know people, Kenny in my circle, Ken Kessler is here with me in this hour, who have anything but disgust and disdain for them and their whole business, their whole bit protesting. The reason this all happens, anything like this happens, is because we allow homosexuality in our country. That's pretty much the message, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And anyway,
they're such a narrow-minded bunch of
morons. That's being too nice. Yeah, that's really. But if we put ourselves,
I can't say what I want to say on the radio.
But the other side of that is, if we put ourselves in the place of the fellow that I read the email from, then love and kindness rules the day, and these people are just to be ignored. And maybe that's the approach that we take for this. The activist group known as Anonymous has warned the Westboro church people any protest would be met with a counter-protest. and somewhat possibly related, a letter that tested positive for the poison. Is it ricin? Ricin? R-I-C-I-N?
I think it's ricin.
Ricin. Sent to Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker. Letter had a Memphis postmark but no address. Some claim a suspect has been identified but not yet in custody. And so it goes. So your thoughts, 888-302-3684. Kenny, what do we have on the latest sort of thing as we follow this on our social media? What sort of input are we getting that's rare, unusual, good, positive? What do we have?
Well, I think it's. I think this is good and positive. A little chatter about whether Monday's bombing will make you change plans to attend big sporting events like the Boston Marathon. And so far, no one has said yes. Thomas says not at all. He can't afford to go to sporting events, but if he could, he would.
Mm-hmm.
Gary says he will still attend. And Benjamin says, I'll continue to go to them. I don't think anyone should invite fear into their lives.
Yeah, that is very true. So, we'll begin, this is sort of like on the radio, television, we'll begin with team coverage in a moment. We have a lot of talk hosts. This is an hour where we bring presentations of various hosts around the country, programs that we monitor, and folks at talkers.com monitor to bring the focus on the issue, whatever the issue may be, to some sort of a head. Or we're not looking for consensus here at all. One of the things that I talked about a lot yesterday was one of the older runners whose name I couldn't remember yesterday, Johnny Kelly Sr., and his son Johnny Kelly Jr. are names that were in the Boston Marathon for review and refreshment here. I used to drive the pace car in the Boston Marathon. I was working on a radio station in Boston, and we had four different sort of reporters, and I was the driver, and we had three other people in the car all the time, and it was a pool, and every year different people. I drove for 6 years, and then there were different radio stations that represented in the pool every year. And so my job was to talk about the people when I was driving up and down the sides of the route. It was always very interesting to see the signs that were out. And there were always tons of signs for Johnny Kelly Sr. I think the last time he ran, he was 93 or 94. So that's one of the things. And to bring more of these into the names like that that make us feel good about what this race has all been about, what it's brought out in competitors, the good, strong stuff. At any rate, we'll spend probably a good deal of this hour on the marathon bombing because it still seems to be on everybody's mind as well it ought to be. It's 14 past the hour here on Good Day.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40. So you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2673. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody.
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, the bomb fragments, most of you have probably seen pictures of the fragments, things that were in these bombs. There was an intelligence bulletin issued to law enforcement, which includes a picture of the pressure cooker and the black bag, the FBI says, are part of this bomb. Pretty poignant when you look at it and understand what's happened to some of the people that were involved in all this. Here's Sean Hannity talking to Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, suggesting that we're going to find the perpetrator of this tragedy.
There's been a ton of irresponsible, and I'm not going to get into this deep tonight, speculation on the part of the left. I mean, people like Barney Frank, Steny Hoyer.
I know, they're hoping it's anti-tax. And it's tax,
yeah,
value,
it's just irresponsible.
Value. I mean, none of us know what's behind this. Is this ideological? If it's ideological, is it Islamic terrorists? Is it some other kind of ideology? Is it some crazy person? We're going to find that out. If you go by the odds, I mean, how often have these things been done? Then, of course, you're going to lean in the direction of it's somehow Islamic-related, jihadist-related, just given the percentages of the number of bombings that have taken place, one group, another group, another group. But, hey, that doesn't prove anything.
Homegrown. In other words,
my hunch?
Yeah.
This is homegrown.
Explain what that means when you say homegrown.
I don't think this is orchestrated by Al-Qaeda or any of their offshoots in Africa or other places from there. I think, frankly, if it was, we would have picked it up because it would have to have been communicated internationally, and the coverage now is immense. Sounds to me like this was more homegrown, like Major Hassan, like the attack in Britain in 05. I was in Britain, a half block away from the Liverpool station when that went off. Those were homegrown people, which is why they eluded the British intelligence service, which is the best in the world, because they were looking at people that came from overseas. They weren't looking at their own citizens.
Yeah.
So this is my hunch. I could be absolutely wrong, but if I were investigating this, that's the hunch I'd be working on.
All right. The last point, you said something this morning that you were surprised and that we have not seen more of this. Is this a preview of what you think is coming attraction?
This was a nightmare that I had and my police department had for at least a month and a half after September 11th. When the anthrax attack occurred 1 month after September 11th, we were sure that's the shoe that dropped now. There you go. When the plane went down 2 months later in Rockaway, so there it is. That's the other attack. So for years, we've been waiting for this. We have stopped a lot of it. Our intelligence gathering, our intelligence analysis is much better now under both Bush and Obama than it was before September 11th. So we've thwarted a lot of this. But if they decide to do things like this, this is very, very hard to do.
The U.S. could become Israel.
All right. They're leaving it to these guys to do the left versus right thing, huh?
Natural disaster, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training, we've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Wednesday Good Day program continuing. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler and bits and pieces of radio and television programs focusing on the marathon bombing. I heard Sean former Mayor Giuliani, you were hearing that conversation a few minutes ago, and I said something at the end of it. Leave it to these guys to come up with a left versus right angle and take a shot at people who are on the left, and then the lefties on MSNBC did the same thing, taking a shot at the people on the right. Come on. I mean, talk about irresponsible. That's irresponsible, in my opinion, anyway. Radio host known as Brock Huard and Danny O'Neill, who are on the West Coast, talking here to a radio guy in Boston named Tim Hasselbeck about, isn't that Elizabeth's husband? Isn't Tim Hasselbeck Elizabeth's husband? Yeah, he's on ESPN.
Is it?
Yeah. Anyway, they talk about what the Boston Marathon is all about, the large number of positive stories that have been coming out about the people who have gone way beyond the above and beyond the call of duty, shall we say, to help those who were injured.
Help us understand. We're 3,000 miles away, Tim. Yeah. Help us understand the best weekend, the emotion today. If yesterday was surreal, if yesterday was just trying to react and make sense of it, what is the reaction? Has there been any change of emotion today?
You know, it does sometimes seem that, you know, something that happens on the East Coast, maybe, you know, people on the West Coast feel very removed from what took place. But it's crazy here to think about it. I mean, it's still, I think people are shocked. I think people are, I know for me, and, you know, I don't live in Boston anymore, but obviously still have a lot of close ties to Boston. I mean, it was hard for me to listen to anything unrelated to it on my drive to ESPN today. And so I think everyone's just stunned because, again, if you understand what that event is, the Boston Marathon really is a massive celebration. I mean, I grew up from the time I can remember going and watching, people compete in the wheelchair portion of the Boston Marathon. And, you know, when the first wheelchair racers would come around, the roar of the crowd throughout the entire course, or when the first woman, you know, comes down the path, or, you know, when you see somebody who's maybe pushing somebody in a wheelchair, and running behind it, or it's just absolutely remarkable. You know, people have names of the person that they're running for. It's just, it's an incredible event, you know, and if you've ever been near the finish, you get chills watching people struggle to finish, and then the crowd will just go crazy and erupt to kind of carry that person across the finish line. It's such a positive event that to think something so negative took place right at the finish is just, I mean, it's unfathomable. It's just crazy.
Yeah, Tim, when you watch, I could only watch kind of one of the eyewitness videos just once because I didn't, it's just so sad and awful to see the magnitude of that moment. But as you said, when you do see some of the first responders running toward the explosion, not away from it, when you see the police removing the barricades to try and get at it and help people, I think it also gives you an idea of the kind of human spirit that city in general and our country in particular have. And how we're going to respond to that as a country and how Boston will respond to it as a city.
Yeah, there's no question that there's, you know, individuals there. I mean, and that's the other aspect of it. When people finish a marathon, you know, they're the Boston Marathon and everyone associated with it, you know, they're set up to care for these people when they finish running the marathon. You know, a lot of them, you know, are in tough shape at that point, whether it's dehydration or whatever the case may be. So fortunately, you know, there are so many capable and prepared people kind of in the area.
Tim Hasselback, talking to a couple of hosts on the West Coast. His wife is on The View, and we'll get their take on the Boston Marathon explosions, plus celebrities from Boston react up next here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds has come up with an idea to promote reading. World Book Night. On Tuesday, April 23rd, 25,000 volunteers will distribute free books across America. The executive director is Carl Leonards.
World Book Night volunteers apply online through a website essay form where they tell us where they're going to go with their books. And we have to approve their suggestion, whether it's a nursing home, a Little League game. And we read about 2 months worth of applications, got our givers for this year. They're all set. We actually have givers in 6,200 towns and cities this year. Simply put, World Book Night volunteers are reaching out to all age groups, all manners of geography, small town, big city, seeking light or non-readers. And they judge that by themselves. We actually had someone ask us last year, I'm on my commuting bus every day. How do I tell a light reader? And someone answered back on Facebook, give a book to those not holding a book. My favorite application from last year was from the assistant mayor of Santa Cruz, California, who paddled out on her surfboard with 20 copies of Patti Smith's Just Kids in Ziplocs and gave them to surfers. And the most touching application I got this year was from a woman who had been in a homeless shelter, moved on and got a job, and is going back to that shelter to give books to people there. The act of handing a book to someone else and seeing their face light up and say, is this for me, is worth it.
Carl Leonards, executive director of World Book Night, Tuesday, April 23rd. For more information, worldbooknight.org. Or visit Insight Daily Radio.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
It's now 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Another half hour of conversation about the Boston bombs and the bombing, a reaction to it. I'm looking at some of the things that, in terms of the pieces of the pie that you may or may not know yet, the local headlines here about the father that was in the marathon. He had both legs amputated yesterday. A lot of people talking about that. And also the gripping story of a couple of brothers who both lost legs in the marathon bombing as well. I think yesterday we were talking, Kenny, about the audio. One of these boys, Ma, I'm real hurt. That audio has been around. Also, there are a couple of passengers removed from a United Airlines flight at Boston, suspected of, I don't know, some kind of, they're very sensitive in Boston about all of this. Supposedly there was a bomb. The first rumor was there was a bomb on one of the runways. So they shut the airport down for a while, and then they only used that one runway. A lot of people circled for 45 minutes to an hour while they were bringing planes in that afternoon. One of the Back Bay residents that I heard about locally here, a young woman named Zozia Bozanski, said she and her friends saw the bombings. I thought at first that perhaps a generator had blown out. Right in front of the store, a big screen, Kenny. They have these generators on the these movable screens that they have, and it looked like that had caught fire, at least at first. So all kinds of bits and pieces here, related conversation you listened to a few minutes ago, Tim Hasselbeck, a former football player and now works for ESPN. His wife is on The View, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and here the ladies on The View talk about the explosions and the marathon coverage and the good side, the heroic efforts of a lot of people taken after the event.
The entire country is reeling from the carnage at the Boston Marathon yesterday. 176 people were injured, 17 critically, and 3 people are dead, including 8-year-old Martin Richard, who was cheering on his dad at the finish line. And I mean, this is unbelievable. Barbara, you grew up in Boston. What did you think when you heard all of that?
Well, I grew up in Boston. I know Boylston Street. I grew up in Brookline, and the marathon goes through Brookline, not Brooklyn, Brookline. And I remember this was a wonderful holiday. When I was a little kid, mm-hmm. we all used to go and watch the marathon because there was something called Patriots Day. Wow. Do you know what Patriots Day is? Yeah. You all do?
It's the freedom that we have, I believe. So you can tell us.
It's a Massachusetts holiday, and it celebrates the opening battle of the American Revolution. You all know Lexington and Concord. Mm-hmm. And that was April 19th in 1775. So the holiday takes place on the Monday closest to the 19th. Right. And for us, this was a very big deal because it wasn't just the marathon. There were schools that were closed, mm-hmm. banks that were closed. Right. Patriots Day is a wonderful day.
Right.
And now to think of Patriots Day as this terrible a tragedy. So watching it, I mean, I could see the landmarks, and I thought, I remember this. I remember mm-hmm. standing mm-hmm. there. I remember what that was all about.
Right.
And I think for anyone who knew anyone running the race of Run Boston before, and when you cross that line, you should feel pure joy, right? But neither here nor there. But I remember a good friend of mine actually texted me that there was an explosion, that she was okay. Tim's mom, my husband's mom, was at the marathon. We waited for her email to come through. Explosion at Boston Marathon.
Right.
I'm okay. Wow. But in the midst of the gruesome terror attack that occurred yesterday, there were these moments of pure hero and more than anything show our American spirit. I got to share with you, I was watching the footage and I happened to see a team member of ours, of Team RWB, a veteran from this country right here in that red shirt, that's an RWB shirt, who after finishing the race, and he wishes to remain anonymous, this is how incredible of a spirit this man has, went back in and gave the shirt off his back to help a victim right there. And there were so many between the police force, the volunteer responders, civilians that just helped people. Watching that, I think, really shows what our nation's about.
We have a picture of this guy, Carlos Arredondo, who's a peace activist.
Yes.
He was wearing a cowboy hat. It's very emblematic of the American spirit.
Right.
And he lost two sons in Iraq. He was helping a man who apparently had lost his legs.
Yes.
A lot of people lost their limbs.
Yes.
Then the other people, you were mentioning heroes. I'll mention a couple of others. Former Patriots Browns player Joe Andruzzi was photographed carrying a woman to safety.
All right. So the ladies on The View talk about this, it was obvious that Barbara Walters, who was from Boston originally, trying to explain what Patriots Day is all about. You heard the poem, "Listen, My Children, and You Shall Hear of the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere." On the 19th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive. I remember learning that when I was in high school, so I can go through, I can pretty much recite the whole thing. But that's what it's about. It celebrates the beginning of the Revolutionary War as the British walked, as Barbara explained, to Lexington and Concord. The so-called shot heard around the world. The beginning of the American Revolution is what Patriots Day celebrates. So, on to other celebrities from Boston and their thoughts. I thought it was interesting that some of the big stars and considered Hollywood big stars, like Mark Wahlberg, he and his brother Donnie. It's Donnie, not Danny, right? D-O-N-N-Y. Isn't Donnie one of the... Yeah, okay. Both Boston natives. Mark Wahlberg was in New York for the premiere of the new movie Pain and Gain, but his mind was on what was going on in Boston. He said, quote, "I didn't even want to come tonight. I had... And really heard very much. I spoke to my mom, most of my family. At such a big event, speaking about the marathon, there's so many people there. It's a horrible thing. It's blanking disgusting, man. I'm upset." He later added, "The world obviously needs to change. If you think about all the events over the last couple of years, if we can't protect the innocent women and children, we have a serious problem." Ben Affleck, also another Massachusetts native, expressing his thoughts on Facebook, saying, quote, "Such a senseless, tragic day. My family and I send our love to our beloved and resilient Boston friends." So it's interesting that Matt Damon, as looking at the Boston Globe from Sunday, ran excerpts from an essay about the importance of the race, the marathon, to his family. Damon called it, quote, "a sporting spectacle like no other, where a palpable bond exists between audience and athlete, forming a distinctive stew of sympathy and suffering that has lasting effects for both parties." His dad ran the race back in the 1980s, said, quote, "I'll never forget standing there in the crowd with my brother as we looked first for Bill Rogers, who won, by the way, I think four times in the 1970s, and then in the very same race as some of the most talented runners on earth, our 40-year-old dad was grimacing as he got to the finish line. At any rate, there are a lot of people that you'd expect to be weighing in on this. And so that's part of, I think, what the thoughts are. What I find a little distressing, politicians feel like they need to say something when there's probably nothing to be said, such as the case with John Boehner, who, along with a lot of the gobbledygook that came from Democrats, is this pap. Boehner says that he's optimistic those responsible for the bombing will be found. Yeah, okay. We will come together and gain in this. We have grace. We'll come together with strength, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know why people pay any. Why would you even go up to John Boehner and say, what do you think about the Boston Marathon bombing? This is irrelevant. It's not about the man. He's just reacting because some fool stuck a microphone in his face and said, what do you think about the bombing? Like he's got some inside track to information. All right, so speaking of fools and foolishness, Peter King, who's one of the most gaseous members of Congress, is a New Yorker, and he was on with Andrea Mitchell talking about the bombing, and so we might as well. His take on it is something that will really annoy a lot of you with good reason.
Do you think that this will lead to more cameras? I know that it's controversial. There are privacy issues. Boston does have a lot of cameras. European cities led by London have the most. Are Americans going to have to get used to more surveillance on a daily basis?
I think we do, because I think privacy involves being in a private location. Being out in the street is not an expectation of privacy. Anyone can look at you, can see you, can watch what you're doing. A camera just makes it more sophisticated, but it's no different from, you know, your neighbor looking out the window at you, or a police officer looking at you walking down the street. So I think we do need more cameras. We have to stay ahead of the terrorists. And I do know in New York, the Low Manhattan Security Initiative, which is based on cameras, the outstanding work that results from that. So, yes, I do favor more cameras. And they're a great law enforcement method and device. And, again, it keeps us ahead of the terrorists who are constantly trying to kill us. And I hope also that members of Congress and both parties, including my own, will realize that the war against terror is not over, and that it's foolhardy to be making cuts in Homeland Security, especially to cities whose police departments need this to train and to be ready to take on terrorism.
Nonsense. What a bunch of garbage. My God. They waste so much money, Homeland Security. We've got to have more money for Homeland Security. Why? What are they doing with the money now? What does TSA do with its money now? If you're looking for an accounting of what goes on there, the amount of waste and fraud, and it's best exemplified by the TSA, how many people are standing around anytime you go into an airport, you all know what I'm talking about. So to have somebody like him who's nothing but a gas bag, oh, we're going to have more cameras, more surveillance, more police. Yeah, right. So we have our country in exactly the position that the bad guys want us to be in, with more terror, more fear, and every time you turn around, somebody's watching what you're doing. Sorry, sir, you're not selling me that act. 888-302-3684. I guess it comes back to more of the radio hosts, and we'll have some more of them. We're looking at some of the, we'll get some of the callers in too in a few minutes as the good day discussion about Boston continues at 16 and a half before the hour. This is Good Day.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service
Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
GNC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
All right, that's in a passing note. Pat Summerall, many of you know, passed away yesterday at the age of 82. That's just something that that people will be talking about today. It's not about the race, although he covered a lot of marathons. I saw him there all the time when I was there. Here's Talk Host Bill Leff with Ray Gobus, who ran the marathon on Monday. It was about a block away when the bombs went off.
How close were you, Ray, to the bombings?
I was about a block east of the finish. The runners are running like west to east, and I was on Boylston. As the runners crossed the finish line, they're kind of pushed east toward the buses where people pick up their bags of gear and so forth. So I was in that area on Boylston, but about a block east of the finish line where the events occurred.
You had already finished the race, correct, Ray?
Yeah, I was sitting there just relaxing. I had finished about a half an hour ahead of time, and I was quite sore, so I was actually sitting on the street with like a lot of other people and just refreshing myself, having a recovery drink, and having some snacks and so forth. And when the first bomb went off, of course, I thought, everybody around me, we were kind of surprised in a sense. They wouldn't know. I thought it was fireworks or something like that. But, no one kind of reacted right away until the second bomb went off. Of course, I saw the smoke down at street level as opposed up in the air like a fireworks should be. But everybody kind of knew that this ain't right, and some people started to move away. They didn't panic, but they started to move away at that point.
Would you be apprehensive, Ray, to do events like this in the future? Is this going to hold you back from doing more marathons?
Well, I thought about that. As I was walking away from that, it's like, my club has plans on coming back here again next year with even more people. And I'm thinking to myself, how is that going to, affect what I, my next year's plans? I would still do it. But there's the thought goes through your head that, is this something that's going to profile event. You know, the Boston Marathon is one of six major marathons around the world, and you know, the Boston Red Sox, the Bruins might be big here, but from around internationally, you know, the Boston Marathon is
the marathon.
Much bigger.
Yeah, the marathon is the big deal sports-wise. Some of your calls coming up in the next few minutes here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The hour comment time now at 888-302-3684, facebook.com/good day. On Twitter, it's at good day. So I'm looking at our Facebook page, Kenny. Don Anthony says, I have very strong beliefs that if you catch someone who did it in the Boston bombing, no trial, you kill them, and you're done with it. Well, there you go. I'm not sure a lot of people are going to buy into that, but I think there are probably people who feel that way, right? And maybe with the justification. I'm looking at your Twitter. This is the foundation announced by Governor Deval Patrick and the mayor of Boston, the One Fund for the victims. Is that right? That's the, there are scams. Got to look out for the scams.
This is one that the governor and the mayor announced. I think they announced it yesterday.
Right.
And it's sort of to combat that. I think it's the onefoundation.org.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find that on the trending box at DougStephan.com. Read about it and see what you think.
You also said, having a conversation about whether what happened in Boston on Monday would keep me from going to big public sporting events. And there, let's see if I could swing it. Even though I don't really run, I'd go to the marathon next year. What else are people saying?
I haven't seen anyone who says that this would keep them away. Helen says, I refuse to be intimidated by a faceless fear.
Uh-huh. All right. Talk show action with callers. First, before we take a couple of individual callers, here is Mark Simone. Wait a minute, no, this is Mark Simone. What am I looking for? Chris Merrill is the one I'm looking for. Chris Merrill here talking to a caller about people quickly wanting to blame President Obama for the bombing.
Andy.
How's it going?
Oh, well, we're trying to sort through the BS here and just figure out what's going on. And basically, we're kind of in a limbo, so we're going to do some irresponsible speculation.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, that you came up with the BS that's all going on. There's a lot of it, you know.
Drives me nuts!
I first heard about this today and went, you know, of course, like everybody else, went straight to Twitter.
And Twitter crashed, too, for a little while. It was overwhelmed.
Yeah, it got out of control. And then, you know, of course, like, some of the very first things you see is just pure ignorance. You automatically hear it's Obama's fault, it's that. And then once Obama, of course, whenever he came on and gave his live speech, you know, as soon as that was over, the very first things you see is, well, he didn't call it terrorism and this and that. But a lot of nitpicking going on about what it is and isn't, but, I mean, it is what it is.
It is what, Andy, you're right, man, and nothing could be more simple than that, and that it is what it is, which is, and you know what, though? I wonder if this administration learned something from the Benghazi thing where don't come out and say it's not terrorism. Don't come out and say it is terrorism because you don't want to alarm people unnecessarily or prematurely, but don't come out and say that it's not terrorism because that would be misleading as well, and you don't want to do that.
Well, I think they're doing it the right way. I mean, he came out and he gave facts. He said, we don't know, which is, wouldn't you rather hear you they don't know what it is than a bunch of bullcrap? Said, I don't know what it is, and we're going to find out. So, you know, I mean, that's a good deal. I mean, that's what I'd rather hear.
I agree with you. I'd rather have a leader that's honest with me and saying we're sorting through it as quickly as we can than somebody that's going to come out and say, let's go get those brown people. The stuff on Twitter, yeah, boy, the idiots just came out of the woodwork. And some of us have radio shows, too. Woo! Woo! The whole deal here is, and I don't know why it is that we can't, for whatever reason, wait more than about 15 minutes before we have somebody on the left blaming somebody on the right, and somebody on the right blaming somebody on the left. For whatever reason, we have to try to make current events fit into the mold that for us, rationalizes why all bad things happen.
All right, so that's an interesting call. More of the historic and heroic stories from the aftermath of the bombing posted at DougStefan.com today, along with our poll of the day. Has Monday's bombing made you change your plans to attend sporting events? We have that poll at DougStefan.com. That's the question on Facebook as well. Let's see. How about we listen to Daryl, who's in Missouri, and his focus is on what's happened here versus what we've done in Iraq and Afghanistan.
My thoughts are it's horrendous, but it kind of takes me back to Iraq. I mean, since we've been in Iraq, bombs have been going off every day. People have been killed, women and children, and not a peep out of the American people. This goes off, and all of a sudden it's, woe, it's me. I mean, at some point we've got to understand that what we're doing overseas to people in Afghanistan, Iraq, and all over the world is sooner or later going to come back to us in America. So, you know, I think it's horrendous. You know, I don't condone it, but I think it goes back to our insane foreign policy.
Well, there are a lot of people who agree with you on that, sir.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.